And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes from Argentina, where the newly elected president has achieved a pretty remarkable feat. For the first time in 16 years, Argentina's government has recorded a budget surplus in the first quarter. The president, who ran on a platform of slashing government bloats, immediately cut the number of government ministries and departments in half as soon as he took office in December. Troubling news out of Germany, where the parliament has passed a controversial self-determination act, which includes a whopping $10,800 fine for dead naming or misgendering individuals. Even more concerning, the law allows parents to change the sex marker on their child's birth documents from birth. And then from age 5, name and sex changes are permitted with mutual consent between child and parents. Yeah, I didn't say 15, it says 5. Critics argue that it enables ideological motivated parents to impose their confusion on young children. The law is set to take effect in November, and many are worried about threats to parental rights and freedom of speech in Germany. They have the right to be worried. Shifting to right here in the good old US of A, officials from 13 states have signed a letter condemning Bank of America for allegedly, quote, debanking Christian organizations. The letter cites several examples, including the bank closing the accounts of ministries and charities that serve orphans, prisoners, trafficking victims, and impoverished communities around the world. In some cases, Bank of America provided only vague reasons, like no longer servicing that business type. Officials argue that the pattern suggests a systemic bias against Christian groups at the bank. Yeah, I think that one is pretty clear. Tensions are running high between Australia and Twitter owner Elon Musk. One Australian senator launched a pretty hardcore attack on Musk, saying he should, quote, be in jail and the key thrown away. He allegedly overhauled the hateful content on his platform, and this comes after Australia's e-safety commissioner, that's a real thing, demanded that Twitter globally censor posts related to recent terror attacks. Musk argued that if any country can demand global takedowns, it enables government overreach and it threatens internet freedom. Hear, hear. And in a disturbing story from the state of Pennsylvania, a 13-year-old girl has tearfully told her school board how she witnessed a transgender-identifying male student brutally assault a female student in the cafeteria. The girl said despite warning administrators 5 hours earlier that she was second on the attacker's hit list, nothing was done to prevent the violence that left the victim bleeding and concussed. Outraged parents are demanding answers from the district about how this was even allowed to happen in the first place. But hey, student safety, we have propaganda to push. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.